May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Christ is risen!
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Happy Easter, everyone. Perhaps you, as I do, look forward to some of the traditions and the familiarity of this morning together. Maybe putting on a nice springy outfit, maybe a new outfit to come to church on Easter morning. Our sanctuary just totally transformed by our altar guild, filled with all these fresh, beautiful blossoms that you smell as soon as you walk in the door. Maybe coloring Easter eggs or hunting for them with little ones. Or maybe going home to a family gathering or sharing a special meal. Or perhaps your Easter afternoon tradition is more like mine and you go home to a whole lot of nothing and a nice long nap. Well, in addition to these traditions, we might find some surprises here at St. Stephen's this morning. Our kids got a little surprise with their Easter eggs, right? And in addition to the surprise that our children got with their Easter eggs, we have another one. Among our Easter traditions here at church every year, of course, is hearing the story of the resurrection. Hearing the story of Jesus alive again, risen from the dead. That's why we're all here, right? To hear that story of promise and hope and new life. But the Gospel of Mark didn't have a resurrection story for us. The Gospel of Mark has a notoriously odd ending. The women discover the empty tomb, receive greetings from a mysterious young man robed in white, and then flee from the tomb, for terror and amazement has seized them, and they say nothing to anyone. Jesus himself doesn't even make a cameo in this Easter story. He doesn't appear to the women to greet them or to reassure them, to tell them not to be afraid. He doesn't even appear later on to the disciples. Though other endings are added over the years, scholars largely agree that what we just read this morning is the original ending to Mark's gospel. There are no sightings of the resurrected Jesus in the Gospel of Mark. Like finding broccoli inside of an Easter egg, that might be a little unsatisfying for us. We were expecting to get a good resurrection story this Easter morning. And it seems like a shame to go without that, because in our lives, it is usually tough enough to believe in the resurrected Christ, even when we have those accounts of his rising to inspire us and to bolster our faith. It's tough for us modern disciples to be the ones who believe but haven't seen. It's difficult for us to trust that Christ has risen indeed when we well know that is a medical and scientific impossibility. It's a challenge for us to make some connection between this ancient story from an ancient book and our own lives and deaths. It's tough to have hope in the truth of this story in face of the facts. Because all around us, the world tells us and shows us time and again that to have hope is gullible. To have hope is to be naive. Jesus' death shows us that despite all his lofty teachings and miracles and healings and all his talk of love, he did not change the world. Might still made right. The powerful and the cruel still won the day. Our own world today seems no different for it too. Children shooting each other in schools. 60 million people displaced around the world. Loved ones we know who we've lost to addiction or who struggle with mental illness. Our own anxieties and griefs weighing heavy on us. Painful divisions in our nation, our communities, our own families. How can Mark leave us with all of that and yet with no account of the risen Jesus. No sightings to encourage our faith, no further miracles, no meeting on the road to Emmaus or story of doubting Thomas becoming faithful. How can Mark expect us to hope, to believe this Easter morning, without a story of the resurrection to fall back on? If we believe this story, if we believe the resurrection, with or without an account from Mark, then the world would be wise to call us April fools. The women at the tomb this morning are not met by the risen Christ, and so understandably they are gripped with terror and amazement, finding that the burial spot of their loved one is empty, and the body of their loved one is totally gone. The last few days witnessing his death, letting that sink in, that's been enough. This is the final straw. But they are not left totally alone, are they? That mysterious young man robed in white is waiting for them. And he reminds them of what Jesus himself said while he was still alive. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will find him, just as he told you. If those women want to meet the risen Christ, then they need to go back to Galilee, where he promised to meet them. And so it is with us. We are not going to encounter Christ here this morning at the tomb. This is a place for the dead. If we want to meet the living Jesus, if we want that resurrection story on Easter morning, then we too need to go back to Galilee. We need to go back to Galilee, where Jesus has promised to meet us. What does going back to Galilee mean, though? Just what will we find there? What will the risen Jesus be like when we get there? Going back to Galilee means going back to the margins. Back to the margins where Jesus spent the bulk of his life and his ministry. It means encountering him there at those margins again, doing there what he's always done there. Feeding the hungry. Driving out demons and all that torments people, preaching words of hope to people broken and brokenhearted, healing those who are in distress, and breaking down the barriers that separate us from one another. Mark does not shortchange us on an ending. Mark doesn't leave out the resurrection. The mysterious young man robed in white points us back to the entirety of the story, the whole gospel. You want to know what the risen Christ looks like? We already know what the risen Christ looks like. We have seen him with us all along. Not only in Galilee, but in our own world, there are places where we can go to encounter the risen Jesus. We encounter the resurrected Christ on the margins, on the outskirts of our own society, with those who are left out or outsiders or forgotten by the world, in refugee camps or prisons or homeless shelters. We encounter the resurrected Christ in the least of our brothers and sisters, just as he told us. We encounter him when anyone feeds the hungry, clothes the naked, shelters the homeless, or welcomes the stranger. We encounter the resurrected Christ wherever demons are wrestled with, when addictions are challenged and mental illness is faced. We encounter the resurrected Christ when anyone offers a word of hope or love to someone else, or when we go beyond our own beliefs and convictions to listen to the voice of another, no matter how different they might be from ourselves. We encounter the resurrected Christ when someone sits stuck in their own brokenness, addiction, or pain, unable or unwilling to go forward, and someone else chooses to sit with them, to be the presence of Christ to them in that dark place. We encounter the resurrected Christ not only in traditions here on Easter morning, but all around us, in the world, each and every day. Where have you encountered the resurrected Christ? This certainly seems foolish to the world. The world where indeed might still makes right, and Jesus still dies, and so do we. But as the people of God, as followers of the risen Christ, this is what we do. We hope in the face of defeat. We find new life in the face of death. We seek the risen Jesus in every place. We choose to act and to live as if life does win, as if love does win. We are April Fools. It is a title that the world might gladly give us, and we are glad to claim it. Say it with me. I am an April Fool. I am an April Fool. Now more enthusiastically, like you actually mean what you're saying. Ready? I am an April Fool. That's right. You're a fool, and so am I. Because we have hope and faith in this foolish story, that some ancient story from an ancient book does have meaning for us here today. That it does transform the world despite what all other forces would tell us. We take on the role of that mysterious young man robed in white, and we point others to where they might encounter the risen Christ today. Might you see him all around this Easter morning and each day. Thanks be to God. Amen.